Well, the federal opposition has criticised the Morrison government today for what it calls a pathetic scare campaign on the cost of living as we tick down to a federal election early next year. The Prime Minister claimed yesterday, without reference to any specific policy, that interest rates and petrol prices would rise under a Labor government. Voters, of course, have heard all this before. It's a tactic that John Howard successfully deployed, and it comes at a time when some indebted households are nervously eyeing the future. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
So, yes, you're right to highlight the inflationary pressures in the United States.
Buried in a prime ministerial press conference yesterday was a slogan that has more than an echo of the past.
Australia's economic recovery has to be secured by people who have a track record in economic management. Otherwise, you're going to see petrol prices go up, you're going to see electricity prices go up, you're going to see interest rates go up more than they would need to otherwise.
There isn't a Labor policy the PM was referring to, and his claims are, of course, hypothetical and pretty much impossible to test at the moment. But his ministers, like Simon Birmingham, are happy to repeat them as politicians of all stripes resume hitting marginal seats in the lead-up to an election that's due in the first half of next year.
Talking about facts and the lived experience is something that we will happily stand by, and we'll happily contrast our track record with that of the Labor Party when it comes to reducing electricity prices.
To be fair, there is a genuine belief among members of the coalition that they are better economic managers than Labor, and the perception is quite often echoed in opinion polls. But it's also worth remembering such claims have worked electorally before.
Interest rates will always be lower under us than they'll be under a Labor government.
Former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard promised lower interest rates on a number of occasions, while Tony Abbott ran a similar message on the cost of living in 2012.
And that's why it is so important that we get rid of this toxic tax. This is why even now I call on the workers of Australia to rise up.
Unsurprisingly, the opposition immediately called Mr Morrison's cost of living claims the start of an unfounded scare campaign. And Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers declared it was more evidence that the PM is a liar and afraid to run on his record in office.
The liar from the Shire is at it again, this time on petrol and interest rates. Petrol prices have skyrocketed on his watch. Is he now seriously claiming that he has a policy to keep petrol prices down? Well, then let's hear it. Is he seriously claiming that interest rates will not rise if he is re-elected? Well, let's hear about how he intends to do that and how he intends to promise that.
But still, the opposition is wary of a scare campaign on the cost of living. Since the last election, it's junked several policies in an attempt to make Labor the smallest target possible.
Today, I would like to focus on recent trends in inflation.
And it's worried mainly because of the uncertain economic outlook. All eyes in Canberra today were on the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe and his message about inflation for mortgage holders around Australia. He still insists that an increase in interest rates is unlikely soon.
The latest data and forecasts do not warrant an increase in the cash rate in 2022. The economy and inflation would have to turn out very differently from our central scenario for the board to consider an increase in interest rates next year.
But he did also warn of a problem. Wages are only expected to grow gradually, and it's a big reason why Dr. Lowe believes the RBA could still avoid raising rates until 2024.
Businesses retain a strong cost control mindset, and they're seeking to use measures other than raising base wages to attract and retain staff.
In several other Western countries, inflation and wages growth is substantially higher than forecast, and there are more than a few economic commentators who think the same could happen here. Any increase to the cost of living is likely to be felt keenly by recent home buyers who have taken on large mortgages and potentially feed into the next election campaign and the PM strategy.
Having secured our health through the pandemic, we now must secure the economic recovery.
But it is interesting that Scott Morrison has gone down this route so early and so far out from voting day. And there are some Labor MPs who think the claims about interest rates in particular are a sign Scott Morrison might be struggling. And some even believe it's evidence he's increasingly worried about his position in opinion polls.
Political reporter James Glenday.